Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Manchester United Football Social with Full-Time Devils.
Welcome to the Full-Time Devils Takeover on this Thursday night. It is 6 o'clock and you are listening to myself. I've got Webby in the studio and a special guest, the first time on the show. It is the... You're gasping already, Sue. It is the wonderful Sue McGranahan. And we've not seen you on much Full-Time Devils stuff, but thank you very much for coming in and joining us. We're going to chat to the lovely viewers and listeners here about last night's performance. It was a 1-0 defeat to Barcelona at home at Old Trafford. Things didn't go our way. Certain players didn't pull the weight. Certain players stood up above the rest. And we'll have a chat about that for the next hour. It's very simple what you do. You give us a call, 0345-111-7625. Give us a call nice and early so we make sure you get you on the show. Like, Keith has already given us a call already. You want to talk about Ashley Young. Don't know why. Keith will be the first caller of the show. You can be the next one. 0345-111-7625. Come and have your say on XS Manchester and the Full-Time Devils Takeover. Gentlemen,
ladies.
Yes, ladies.
So last night, I mean, Sue, do you want to go first? Last night, how was it for you?
You know what? I don't think Barcelona got out of third gear. Is that because we played better? I don't know. But McTominay stood out for me. I'd have took a 1-0 before the game because when that on goal went in with 11 minutes to go, I thought, oh, here we go, we're going to be humiliated, there's going to be a tsunami of goals. It didn't happen. So you know what, we've got to take the positives from that. We've got a good chance at the Camp Nou if certain players step up, Pogba. But I thought the young ones did great. Dallo should have scored, shouldn't he?
Yeah, there was a lot of chances missed. It was unfortunate. Webby, your thoughts, please.
Thoughts last night, just before the game, I was confident. Obviously, the early goal. Certain players never shown up. Certain players were superb for me last night. I thought Fred probably had his best game in the United shirt. McTominay's getting better every game. I just thought that Mike Smalling was great after about 10 minutes. I just thought we just lacked in the final third, you know. We didn't have a shot on target, you know, and if you look at the home record, Joe, this year in Europe, it's a disgrace. It's played 5 games, 1 goal scored, which was in the 90th minute, header from Fellaini against Young Boys. Just not good enough, Joe, you know. Yeah. And if we want to dine at the top table of England, of European football, it's a massive summer for the manager and the club and the board, and they've got to back him because, like Sue says, if you look at Barcelona, for me, did a great team going forward, but can we get at defensively? I've seen that a few times in the league this season on the telly. But we pressed, you got to press them high, which we did for 10 minutes. And we was getting the start in the first half, start the second half. And we was getting a lot of joy out of it, and we just stopped, maybe because we wasn't fit enough, I don't know. But the tie's still on, you know. No one gives a chance to go to Paris, 2-0 down. You know, so we've got to be brave, but how brave can you be against Barcelona?
Indeed. We're going to go to our first caller. It's Keith. Hello, Keith, mate.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What do you want to say, Keith? You want to talk about Ashley Young?
I want to talk about Ashley Young because that was probably the worst performance I've ever seen from him. I know it's against Barcelona, but we expect a bit more, don't we?
Yeah, indeed.
Manchester United, we shouldn't be playing Ashley Young full stop against Barcelona.
Do you just
captain? Right.
Yeah, that's the other thing about it. It's not just playing against Barcelona. He was captain. Did you think that it just affected the team in general with Young being on the pitch?
Yeah, because we can't carry somebody who's playing 2 out of 10 game to me. And he was awful. Like, we could have carried someone who was playing a 4 out of 10 game. Like, we did against PSG for a bit with Bay at right back. But Ashley Young was awful yesterday. Created no chances, lost possession more than any other player on the pitch. Oh, I don't understand why we still have him at this club.
Where did you get...
obviously, he didn't have a great game. I'm not going to go on any social media or anything and have a go at him, you know. I made my stance in that. I thought it was good that the club gave him another year to being around the dressing room with that experience, which we lost a few years back when we lost Vidic, Ferdinand and Everett at once. I don't think he'll play a lot of games next year, you know. I think Dalot will make that right-back spot his own, and we may bring someone in. We've got two and Zabi coming back from Villa, you know, and Fosu Mensah are still in the picture. But, you know, some of the stuff I've seen him get hammered on social media today just sums up the modern-day football fan for me, you know. He didn't have a great game, but we back him, and we go again. You know, obviously he's not going to play at weekend. I think he's suspended, same as Shaw. But he'll play at the new camp, and if he plays a red shirt, he's going to be backed for the 90 minutes for me, but he didn't have a great game.
Do you not think, right, it's all right you saying let's back him, but it's not... He didn't play well, Webby. It's all right to say...
I don't feel like he backed us.
Didn't play well.
I can totally understand what you're saying. He did have a poor game, you know, but you look at him, I don't think he should have been at a club last year, but he got into the World Cup. He had a decent World Cup for England at left-back. You know, he just had one of those games. He's come off that pitch. He's gone on that pitch and he's not wanting to have a bad game. I think he's just had a bad game. He started off poorly and it carried on. But he'll play next Tuesday night in the new camp. I can't see anyone else coming at right, especially being suspended at weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, he has that break, same as Shaw at the weekend, and then he'll play games. But it's just one of those games. I don't think he should be at the club. Well, I do, but he will not play every game next year, and we'll need him around the area for new players coming in and the experience. But he did have a shocker last night.
Keith, thank you very much for your call. We're going to go to Brandon, who also wants to talk about Ashley Young. You've listened to the points, Brandon. What have you made of it, and what do you think about the man himself?
Actually, I'd rather chuff him, sack him. If I played that vile last night, I could have played better down right wing and right back as well.
I get, do you know what I mean? Like, it was a poor performance from a job. If you keep constantly doing it, you would normally be sacked, wouldn't you?
Or you'd be dropped from the team and going to the reserve side.
Brandon, you're saying sack Ashley Young?
I sack him or just get rid of him. Totally. Tell him.
Sack Ashley Young?
No, I can understand the fans' point. I was frustrated as a fan in that stadium last night with his performance, and not just him. He used to be getting quite a lot of the flat. There's a world-class superstar there, where number 6, who did absolutely nothing again, you know. People are not getting on his back as much as they get on Young's, you know. So Paul should be there running games. No one has a divine right to play well every game. But for me, he plays one good game in every 6 or 7, and that's Cardiff away. Or someone that's less great. He should be picking up games by the scruff of the neck like he does for France. Now, for me, I want him out of the club. Now, it's going to upset a lot of people, that, and some friends of mine, but I don't mean that. I just think he's a bad apple. And if we get our money back, great. I think we'll get more than our money back, but for me, there's a lot more players within our club and within the Premier League who are a lot better players than him, and we'll give more to the club.
Brandon, your thoughts then? He's obviously not going to play on the weekend, but you see him on the starting team sheet for Barcelona next week. What goes through your mind?
We're going to get absolutely smashed.
Brandon, thank you very much for your call. Brandon says it how it is. He just said we're going to get absolutely smashed. Brandon was our second caller. We are now streaming on YouTube. There was a problem with the sound. I want to thank you very much for staying with us. Listen, we want to talk about Barcelona last night. We also want to preview the weekend's game against West Ham. You want to have a chat with us? Come on, full-time Devils. This is your opportunity. The number is scrolling along your screen. It's a local call charge for the UK. Make sure you give us a call at 0345 111 7625, and come and have a chat with us. Like Jim has done. Hello, Jim.
Hiya, mate, you alright?
Yeah, I'm good, Jim. What's up, Jim? Are you good, Jim?
No. Yeah, I'm alright. First things first, I just want to say what great news with regarding Webby this week.
Cheers, Jim.
Yeah, thank you.
Top man, Webby.
Hey, welcome, mate. Hey, Jim, I'll be back soon. Miving you every day to put that kettle on and do the right stuff.
I know he will, mate. I know, and it'll be a sight to see. I tell you, well done, mate.
Cheers, Jim. Webby. Thank you. Cheers.
You're welcome. Right, yeah, I was I'm ringing to speak Band Herrera about this this day of mourning that, you know, a lot of Reds are having on the social media with regards to the fact he might be leaving. I find it incredible that we can be talking about, I mean, he's average for me. In fact, he's below average. And he's asking for the money he's asking for. And to read Twitter today, you'd think Roy Keane would have just told the club he's leaving. Do you know what I mean?
How highly do you rate Herrera? Would he be on your starting 11 or would he be on the bench for you if you were picking a team?
Well, the way I look at it is, I look at the teams that we're trying to beat in the league, the top teams, and would he get in their starting 11? And the answer to that is definitely no. And he wouldn't get in United starting 11, do you know what I mean? He wouldn't get in Madrid starting 11. He's going to go over there to a tin pot league, do you know what I mean? And he wouldn't get in my starting 11, mate, in answer to your question, no. He's not good enough. He doesn't create. He doesn't score goals. He's an okay tackler, and that's it. I mean, you need more from a Manchester United midfielder than that.
Jim, if he was that good, yeah, he'd be a Spanish international with 50-plus
exactly.
caps. You know, people
exactly
would be talking about him. He'd be raving. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong, I think he's had some great games for us recently.
Oh, he's had some belters.
The one at Chelsea comes to mind in the cup. Mm-hmm. But like you're saying, if he's that good, Jim, he'll be playing for Spain, and unfortunately he's not. And
yeah.
My mate calls him the Spanish Tom Cleverley. So that's
yeah,
what goes
yeah.
If you want, Jim, I'd like him to stay, don't get me wrong. But if he doesn't want to stay, and I've seen some of the so-called money, what he's asked for, and it's absolutely yeah. frightening, mate. But if he doesn't want to stay, but you've got to look at the club, Jim, again, by letting it get down to that situation.
You have Webby, would you not think by that they're not actually bothered whether he stays or
well,
goes?
It looks like that to me.
Well, it does, and it tells a story to me that, yeah. You know what I mean? Solskjaer, he mustn't be in his plans. I mean, he got rid of Fellaini, which was the correct decision. You know, and Lukaku, he's another one. To listen to him talk about himself, you'd think he's up there in the scoring charts with Ronaldo. He's there banding himself about to Italy now. And since when does Manchester United become a stepping club for these players?
Indeed.
Do you think they're that good?
Let's see what Sue thinks about Herrera. Would you push the bar to keep him at the club?
No, for me, Herrera can go. He's never been good enough, has he? I mean, at one point, we were talking about him coming to be captain. After he hasn't won. I mean, you know what? He shows a lot of passion, but passion doesn't win us games, does it?
Do we, Sue.
Yeah.
We show passion.
Yeah.
Joe does, Jim does.
Yeah.
We, we show passion going into the ground or going down to collect tickets, you know. And people say to me, he gets the club. I get the club.
Yeah.
You get the club.
Yeah.
Everyone gets the club.
gets the club.
That's what does me. If you're good enough for Manchester United and you want to stay, you will sign the contract. And I know it's only a short career, Jim, but Christ, how much money do you want? And how good are you, you know, it's disappointing.
You know, he did an interview with a paper. I can't remember the paper. It's going back some years, and I remember reading it, and I'm thinking, wow, this is the kind of football you need at your club. He's talking about money doesn't come first. Look after yourself. Money doesn't come first. Play for the club. You're playing for a club like this. It's what dreams are made of. That's what it's all about. All of a sudden, money comes first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
I just think
he's talking rubbish.
Yeah. Jim, I bet he's not got as much money as you, pal.
Jim, thank you very much for your call, mate. Listen, this is what we're talking about Herrera. We started opening about Young. Your thoughts and comments, please, on YouTube. I would love to know if anyone does believe, we'll start with Young, that if he was in the starting lineup for next week's game.
I got in late last night, so to be honest, I've not seen it. Was he on the bench last night? I don't know. I got in the ground right on kickoff time. Was Herrera on the bench?
No, Herrera wasn't.
Right, well, there you go. Yeah. You know, he'd been training
Herrera
flat out. So, obviously, he never played at Wolves in the league game. It looks like Ollie's bombed around. And fair play to him, you know. If he's touting himself around other clubs in Paris Saint-Germain, fair play to the lad. But don't come on here and say, I love United and get all these fans getting all their heads warped. Because at the end of the day, if you was that bothered, you'd sign your contract, which you haven't done.
Indeed. Ashley Young callers as well, 0345 111 7625. Anyone on here just wants to defend him, get on the blower. We let you have your chat. We don't have a go at you. We just let you have what you want to say. This is your show as much as it is ours. We're going to go to Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
How you doing, Dave? You okay, mate?
Hi, Dave.
Yeah, I'm all right. Last time I called, my headphones were a bit faulty, so I just hope it's a bit better today.
Right, lovely, Dave. You want to talk about last night's game. What do you make of it?
With me, I don't know, because I think Barcelona were lucky. And I'm not trying to be rude, but Suarez just wants to be lucky that I wasn't there because of how racist he was with Evra. I don't accept that.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. Yeah, fair enough. And Suarez but did. The goal wasn't his.
On another hand, I do rate McTominay. I think he's a fantastic player. McTominay deserved to be man of the match last night. I did watch it. But yeah. It's your opinions is your opinions. But I think Ashley Young, he needs to get out the door. I've had enough.
What is it that frustrates you about him? Just that he just can't deliver anymore.
It ain't that. It's just he's not fit. He's not fit for the England team. He's not fit to be a Manchester United player. And the other callers I've just listened to about Herrera, like I do agree what one of them saying, like what you said as well. It's all about money. If you come to a club, you play for the club, you play for the badge, and you play for the fans as well. It's not just about money, but this is why I respect the team, and I'm going back 20 years now. But when we had Beckham, Giggs, Keane, Scholes, they played for the badge. Mm-hmm. But now, you got like Lukaku. Yeah, he's a brilliant player. I don't rate him, but I think Rashford should get more first-team time. Lingard, Martial.
Yeah.
Pogba, 50-50. But the one thing that's concerning me at the moment is this De Gea situation. Is he staying? Is he going? We don't know. I want him to stay because he's the best keeper in the world in my eyes.
There's a lot of uncertainty about what's going to really happen for Manchester United, both bringing players in and out this summer transfer window. Dave, thank you very much for your call. We're going to have a chat now about a point that I think is right. We've got MH on the line. Hello, mate.
Hello, mate. Hello, you all right, guys?
Yes, I'm very well. Thank you very much for calling, mate. So let's have a chat about, just the two players that were given an extension. Now, this was whilst he was in charge of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer as the interim manager, but did he make the decision? You were suggesting that Young and Smalling, not good enough.
Dreadful, not good enough. To be honest with you, there's not a clear direction where we're going, guys. I mean, personally, I don't want to say it, but I hate to say it. I could see the gap getting bigger next season because of... I don't think we're going to buy right players for the club. I think it's all about, like previous caller said, and it's all about money anyway. Towards Ed Woodward, I don't think Ed Woodward is going to set Ollie to fail. He's done that with the previous managers, you know what I mean? Not being back. I know we're going to get players, but it's not going to be the players the manager asked for, you know what I mean? It's going to be their players. And that's really frustrating because we've bought in like garbage players, personally, in my opinion, bro. The only player I can see getting into a starting 11 is David De Gea, and there's rumours that he might be gone soon. So there's not a direction where we're going, man. I mean, Liverpool, Man City, as much as I hate them, they have a clear direction where they're going, but we don't.
I can understand your point of view about regarding the new contracts, but I think most of them are there just to keep the value of the play, you know, keep him on a big contract so people can't come in and get him for peanuts. I thought Smalling had a great game last night, you know. I can't knock him, obviously.
He had a great game, yeah, but be honest with you, is he good enough for Manchester United?
No, he's not good enough, but at the moment he's the best of what we've got, Chris Smalling at the back, you know, so we've got to go with him. Who said that he's not going to go next season? He could end up going to wherever, but the value, we've kept the value of the player by giving him a contract. Now you're going on about Ashley Young, obviously he had a bad game, you know, but what's got me regarding the fullback is how the club and the manager, whoever it is, has just totally bombed out Antonio Valencia. Totally bombed him out. You know, he's fit. He's played for his country the other week, and now he's supposed to be injured again.
Do you think he'll get on the weekend when Young is...
I'd play him.
Yeah.
He's fit. He's getting paid his wage. Now, if we're getting paid the wage at work, then we're going to do our job. So put him in, you know. Will he come in? I don't think he will. I think he'll play... Dial at right back. I'd play Valencia, to be honest. But it's up to the man. He just seems to have bombed him out, which I find very, very strange because, obviously, if you look at most of our fullbacks, they're all ex-wingers. That's what does my head in.
Yeah.
You know, and they're getting a lot of stick. But massive, massive summer, and he's got to be backed, and he's got to get the players he wants. We've no point buying players just to put him in the squad, just to be... If they're not better than what we've already got, Joe, don't get him.
Sue, when small and young. Thank you, MH. Wonderful call. Get your calls in 0345 111 7625. So when small and young get these year extensions and they're just not doing very well, like, do you question your head why they were giving them?
I do question why they were giving them, but the way I see it, who else have we got? Who else are they going to bring in to you know, to do that job? So they've had to give them extensions till we can get new people in. But will the board back Ollie? I don't know. But we you know, we thought it was going to back Jose with the players he wanted, and they didn't. So are they going to do it with Ollie? Or are they going to say, these are the players that you've got to have? Have they made promises they can't keep? But honestly, when they gave them extensions, I thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
I actually thought it was a joke. I thought, really? Are we in that such a state that we're offering players like that extensions? Is that our club now?
It's bizarre, isn't it? 0345 111 7625. We'll chat about Manchester United till 7 o'clock tonight. This is a podcast. Obviously, you're watching it on Full Time Devils, listening to it via XS Manchester. Get your calls in about Manchester United. We're gonna have a chat about Paul Pogba just after the break as well. Rumours that him and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, their relationship is broken down already. And we're also going to preview in West Ham against Manchester United, as well as talking about last night's Champions League game, a defeat to Barcelona at Old Trafford. Make sure you get in touch with us. 0345 111 7625.
Manchester United Football Social. Subscribe to the podcast now and never miss a show. Manchester United Football Social with Full Time Devils.
Welcome back to the Full Time Devils Takeover. My name is John with Sue and Webby for the next about 40 minutes. Me and you just talking about Manchester United. The game last night was a 1-0 defeat at Old Trafford. But we can talk about whatever you want. We can talk about players, we can talk about results, we can talk about upcoming games, including the trip to West Ham on the weekend. We have got Richard, Abdullah and John on the line. We want you to call in as well. 0345 111 7625. I will be going to the comments section in the final 10 minutes of the show. So get your questions thought of and then post them when I tell you to as well. You can text 877-11. Let's go to Richard on the phone. Hello, Richard. Richard, are you at an airport? I think Richard.
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 Hello.
Richard.
I think you're just checking off from Ringway, isn't it?
Richard. Wow, this is great radio. Richard, stay there. I hope someone will have a chat with him. Abdullah.
Hello.
No, oh, you're not in an airport. Right, you want to talk about Barcelona. Let's have a chat about the tie itself. What do you think is going to happen in the second leg?
The second leg, I think they're not bottlers like TSG. I think they're going to probably beat us, unfortunately, comfortably, because they're quite solid at the back. It's a different kind of Barcelona. They don't really play that tiki-taka.
Yeah.
But they're really solid at the back and solid in midfield, but I just think we're gonna get embarrassed, and Ashley Young just cost us the whole thing.
Does it? How much does it frustrate you then? How much does it frustrate you that did you? And are you wondering that? Are you seeing something that no one else in the management staff is?
What it is that they see it. Yeah, no doubt they see it, but This is going to be his Achilles heel, Solskjaer, because I think Carrick should tell him that these crap players, let's be honest, yeah, Jones, Ashley Young, would they even get into the Wolves side? Wolves, I'm talking about Wolves or even Everton. Would they get in? They definitely won't get into the top six. They wouldn't get into Spurs. They wouldn't get into any of them. So why do we, Manchester United, historically the biggest club in English football, yeah, we're the Barcelona of this league, we're the Bayern Munich of this league, we're putting up a crap like this. I can't believe that we let Ashley Young be our captain and Smalling. This is to a level where it's epidemic now. We just have to sell them, even for free. Terminate the contracts. Just get rid of these guys. Ashley Young, Smalling, Phil Jones, and that's about it. The rest, I'll give them a bit longer, Lingard and a few other guys. But we have to be extremely harsh, and Ollie needs somebody by his side. Maybe get a foreign guy in that will just tell him the truth, seriously. Because if you look at Pep did that. Look at Zabaleta and Sagna and these players there. I think they won the league with them. I'm not sure, but he came in, he just got rid of them. Even Joe Hart. So Joe Hart's the biggest example. What's happened with Joe? What happened to Joe Hart at City, and where he was playing so crap for them and kept in goal, is exactly what we do with Ashley Young and Smalling and Jones. Smalling, not so, but even him, I'll be harsh. Just get rid of these guys. They have to go now. It's just wrong. I thought McTominay was really good, by the way. I know that's a bit random, but
yeah.
He was really, really good.
Really, really good. You had the little bend there. Finished on a high, Abdullah. Going into the next leg, you said a thing won't ball it, but so you, do you put a bit more focus on the Premier League then? Because there's all this, oh, we're only 1-0 down against Barcelona, but we won't have this opportunity next season unless we get top four.
I think, personally, we should just do what we did against PSG, where Ollie was just playing it down. Even me, I didn't even watch none of the presses or anything to the PSG game. I just watched the actual game. Forget the hype. When the game comes, the game comes. But the rest we should build for, plan for, do everything we need to do in the Premier League. Every single game is a big final now for us. But then when it comes to Barcelona, when it comes, it comes. So it's actually coming now anyway. So I think it's on Tuesday.
Abdullah, thank you for coming out, much for your call. Abdullah, give us a call on 0345 111 7625. You can do the same. We've got Johnny on the line. Hello, Johnny.
Hiya, guys. Can
Johnny, was it okay? You at the airport?
No, it wasn't me, I'm afraid. That was somebody else. I just want to talk a little bit about Man United, being the fact that we are, and I think that's the thing to say, we are Man United, and we've been carrying a lot of dead wood. I mean, if you look back now, I am going back a few years. I'm sorry I've got to do this. I'm going to sound like a Liverpool fan. But if you look at us, from when we had Fergie, and we brought Fergie in again that end of the season to come and win the league, wasn't an amazing season for us, and he got out at the right time. He knew that the players, the end was coming to the end of careers, Scholes, Giggs, these sort of players are irreplaceable players. So when we're saying about going buying, we do need to be looking at it. I mean, how we haven't just gone and broke the bank for a world class centre back is beyond me, because last night, I'll be honest with you guys, and you probably thought the same. Every single time Ashley Young got the ball, you think, right, let's see where their players are, if they're in attacking positions, because we're going to lose the ball. And I was watching, like, Messi, who didn't seem interested after Smalling, give him a whack, to be honest. But yeah, I was just looking all the time and thinking to myself, every single time Ashley Young's got the ball, the end product is terrible. And then you're looking at Smalling. I mean, all right, last night, you said he had a good game. He had a good game, but realistically, he made about 15 fouls. He could have potentially got himself sent off at Barcelona. That's a 10-man team against potentially one of the best teams in the world. They're the best of the line. The problem that I think Man United have had for years now, it pains me to say this, it really, really does. But we've not built anything. We've not built anything at all. We've just done a Chelsea. We've just, yeah, it's not worth it. Let's sack him. Let's try someone else. It's not worth it. Let's buy this player. Let's do this. But the actual core of the problem, we haven't even bothered looking at. If you look at the likes of, again, I'm not afraid to say it, but it's City. City built their foundation. It took them about 8 years to get to where they are now. I mean, in terms of getting the training pitches correct, we already had all that good stuff in place. But they've built a team, and they're always building for the future. City will go on and win the league. And you know, it's not going to be Liverpool. It will be City.
Johnny, thank you very much for your call, mate. Johnny was talking about that. Johnny, I'm sure he was at the airport. Johnny had a very passionate caller there talking about Manchester United. He reverts back to the past, yeah. Mentioning what Fergie was up to. You can have your say, 0345 111 7625.
I understand what you're saying. If you look at that last season, we won the league. We won the big games early on. We won at Chelsea, we won at Liverpool, we won at Anfield. You know, I mean, one of the big places. And I think, if you're looking at it, we played City in April and we were 18 points clear if we would have won. And City beat us that night. And I really think that if there was maybe another 10 games to go, City might have caught us, you know, because we was an ageing team. We've had too many. I look at what's gone up, and like Johnny said about what's gone up in Bezic, you know, he's come in there, he's addressed the problems, he's got rid of him. Key players for them who had done the business over the years. But you can't stand still, you know. Look at some of our squad who was still there 6 years after winning the league. You know, they should be nowhere near the club. You've got to go out, you've got to be strong, you've got to be ruthless in this game, you know. And you've got to look at the main man is Mr. Woodward. You know, it's a massive year. You know, people are going to start looking at, if you look at the managers, what we've lost since Fergie, then people are going to start questioning Mr. Woodward about his job, you know. Don't get me wrong, I've said it on here, he's great at making these signings of these pillars and popcorn, but it's all about football, you know what I mean? I don't care what popcorn you eat or what pillars are set on at Old Trafford. Give me a winning team, you know. Yeah. It's a massive summer for him.
Let's go to... Oh, sorry, Sue.
No, I've just was saying, that guy was talking about City, but they've got billions to spend, haven't they? They've not got a budget. We have. We've got the Glazers controlling the purse strings, so we can't just go out and rebuild our squad. We're trying to make the best of what we've got.
True.
You know.
And then we do, we try and do the best.
Yeah.
He does, they squeeze every penny out of us, though. We go to John. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, John? Are you currently narrating a little rom-com? John, what do you want to say today?
Yeah, I just want to talk about the game yesterday. I feel like yesterday, I think it was a valiant effort, but the team that Man United had out there really should be a major cause of concern for this so-called biggest club in the world. You know, the midfield makeup, the back three, the fact that we've got a manager who I back, but he still seems to believe that Ashley Young is a player that should be playing for us. You know, I just, it's very, very worrying. And had what we saw last night, if that was Jose Mourinho who did that, the whole Manchester United fan base would have been in uproar. Do you understand? We were passive in that game. We tried, but that was just with a limited team. And we're getting guys like McTominay who put in a little bit of a shift. But what's happened is that his level of performance in terms of the ratings, it has been ridiculously inflated by a lot of Man United fans, because all he was doing was just the basics. He did them consistently well, and because of the fact that he exceeded expectations with his performance, people are making out as to say he was amazing. He wasn't amazing, he was okay. And I'm hearing, like, when I'm speaking to various Man United fans, even on Full Time Devils, a lot of people are critical of Pogba's performance. Pogba, who was very, very good yesterday, who was one of the one players who was actually penetrative with his passing, and Rashford, who was abysmal throughout the whole game, nobody says a word. Absolutely nobody says a word. And it even shows with the changes that Solskjaer makes, because he takes off Lukaku, who was getting into the game in the second half, and Rashford, who showed no sign of getting into the game, he manages to play 85 minutes. And the excuses for Rashford are either he's ill or he's still carrying an ankle injury. But even when he's fit, this is what Rashford does. And a lot of, I believe, local Manchester United fans have got nothing against them, but I feel like they have a lot more, they give him a lot more passes because of the fact that he's a local lad, and this is what Rashford has been doing for a long time. In my opinion, he hasn't been playing well since he was playing under LVG. Do you understand? He has stagnated and he barely shows quality in his game. He might chip him with the odd goal. You know, a lot of people will point to the fact that he scored a winning goal against PSG and whatnot, but even in that game, he was atrocious as well. You know, and I don't feel like these things get addressed enough by Man United fans, and instead they would rather look at the scapegoats like Pogba, who actually put in a shift for the team yesterday, who's been criticised more than players like Rashford, who deserve it. That's my opinion. I don't know what you guys think.
Do you know what? And I'll be honest with you, John, I get where you're coming from. If Rashford has a good game, it isn't highlighted to the point where Pogba is highlighted or Lukaku is highlighted or players like that. And there's many reasons. One, because we adore our youth system and we adore what it means to Manchester United Football Club, and he came through that and he is a treasure to Manchester United. He's a local lad, so he does get away with that kind of murder, I'm not saying necessarily murder, but he was trying last night, but it just didn't seem to happen for him. But he's saying there, Webby, you know, if you're going to slag off Lukaku for not doing well, maybe you need to do the same for Rashford.
I just think some of the manager's decisions yesterday was a bit strange, obviously taking Lukaku off, you know, and Rashford wasn't having a good game, but he wasn't the only one. I disagree with, you know, for me, Paul has got we know what he can do. He's not, we've seen that in the World Cup. We've seen him at Juventus. He's got to start taking these games by the scruff of the neck and saying, I'm a World Cup winner. I'm going to, you know, there's no point in having one good game against Cardiff away. And then
I think I agree with Webby. I think I do agree with Webby. But I think what people need to kind of realise is the setup around Pogba. Man United should be, if we're signing a player like Pogba, I feel like Pogba should, and he deserves to have more players on his level. Do you understand? That Barcelona team, every single one of their midfielders comfortable in possession. Do you understand? Man United are going into big Champions League games whereby we're having to say we're going to sacrifice possession. Do you understand? A Pogba should not be playing in such systems. A player of his ability. Man United, the true Manchester United that I have grown up to love and adore, we take it to anybody. When we played Barcelona in 2008, we took it to them. We took it to them, whether it was at Old Trafford, whether it was at New Camp, we took it to them. Why? Because we had a team worthy of that. Now, we don't have that anymore. And Pogba is having to carry players that aren't on his level whilst also worrying about his own performance. And I feel like as a result, we don't get to see the best of him as a result. He can do more. I do agree with that. But I feel like Pogba yesterday was disciplined, something that a lot of people criticise him for not doing. He was actually very, very disciplined yesterday. And other players who just weren't doing the basics right at all get a free pass. That's just my take on things. But John, I do understand where you're coming from, maybe.
John, thank you very much for your call, mate. That was John. He gave us a call on 0345 111 7625. Do you agree with him? Do you think that Rashford gets off with more than other people does? Get in touch, because we've got about 15 minutes left of the show. You can be the next caller. We've got Owen, who's on hold. Owen, don't worry, we'll get to you, mate. We'll get to you with me, Webby and Sue, right after this.
Manchester United Football Social. Subscribe to the podcast now and never miss a show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Manchester United Football Social with Full Time Devils.
Welcome back to the final part of Full Time Devils Takeover with Sue, Webby and Joe here with you. For about the next 10 minutes, give us a call 0345 111 7625. We've talked about Barcelona, we've talked about players that have all been either good or bad for your Manchester United. Someone, I think there should be more positives for McTominay coming, and Fred as well. Fred put in a bit of a shift last night for Manchester United.
Probably his best game in the United shirt. I thought they worked well both together.
Yes.
Just disappointing about that, the last third, you know. We got in behind him a couple of times and the delivery wasn't right and snapping it shots, you know. Disappointing, but like you're saying, the tie's still open, so believe.
Believe indeed. We're going to go to Owen on the line, but I want to get into the comment section on YouTube. I want to let me know what you think the West Ham against Manchester United score will be, and who do you replace Ashley Young with, as he will not be able to play on the weekend. So who fits that role for you? Get into the comment section. I'll come to it after I have a chat with Owen. Hello, Owen.
Hello.
Hello, Owen. Sorry for keeping you on hold for too long, mate. Tell us about what you want to talk about.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about Fred. I thought he had a good game yesterday. And with Herrera seemingly out the door this summer, I think Fred's a player that can fill in for Herrera's sort of squad rotation role, you know, go up and down the pitch, stick to a player like Hazard, take him out of the game, play that little pest role going from box to box and that. I do think he needs a bit of improvement in the final third. He seems to run into Pogba a lot of the time, try and get into some of the same channels. But I think he could be a good player going forward as more of a rotation, not a day-to-day player.
Robbie?
Yeah, no, he's spot on. You know, obviously, Fred's going to get a lot of criticism for the price tag he took, you know, and rightly so, some of his matches. But you look at the Paris Saint-Germain match which he was superb. You look at the Arsenal game, excuse me, apart from giving a penalty away, which was never, and I thought he had a good game. Then Wolves away in the cup, he didn't get off the bench, which I thought was very strange. But given game time, you know, I think he'll come good for the club. You know, I've got no problems with that. I just think we need something a bit better in that middle of the park to open up doors, you know, and go out and spend the big money, whatever it costs, you know, and same with a decent centre-half, then I'll be quite happy.
Owen, let's have a chat about West Ham on the weekend. We go to them needing to get a win. The fourth place.
So, we're at home.
What, sorry?
The match is at Old Trafford.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, why did I think that? We need to get to Old Trafford.
You went to London, didn't you?
Always go to London again. For some reason, I'm very tired, Owen. Do you think you get the 3 points?
Yeah, I think we can get the 3 points this weekend. I think we need it going forward. We've had a rough couple games here around the international break and with the Ole news and everything. So hopefully we can go stay at Old Trafford and take the 3 points.
Good man.
Owen, thank you very much for your call, mate. Wonderful. This is the Full Time Devils Takeover. Get your comment sections in the middle. We'll have a chat with them. Webby, so like you say, rightly remind me, Old Trafford, it's going to be a game that every single game now, you need the 3 points. It was one of those comments that kind of might have come back to bite Ollie in the backside or Manchester United in the backside about saying how many games we need to win off the final eight. Well, it was six, right? We got beat by Wolves, so there's one down. We can't get beat again. West Ham at home, you'd think, Webby, it's comfortable 3 points.
You know what you get with West Ham? I watched them the other night against Chelsea and they seem to be having a few problems. They seem to be a bit of upset in the club, which is typical West Ham, you know. The huff and the puff did very rarely blow your house down. But we deserve the points because we was absolutely atrocious at the London Stadium start of the season. I think it was 1-0 down after about 3 minutes and we never recovered. You know, it was a bad day at the office for Jose, who was in charge. But yeah, we've got to win. It's simple as that. You know, Chelsea have come back with two games on the run, two victories. Arsenal have come back and won, and we've dropped from that fourth to sixth place, which is no good. But obviously, if you don't win matches, you don't deserve to be up there. So it's a big game, obviously. I don't know about them. They're both in the Europa League, so we'll play before them. So we went and put the pressure on them. You know, they're both playing football tonight in Europe too. So it puts the pressure on them that they've got to get a result Sunday and Monday when they're playing. But, yeah, it's going to be an hard game. But I expect Manchester United to come out with 3 points on Saturday evening.
So
what I'm thinking is, are their heads going to be on Tuesday? Are they not going to take this game as for what it is, and now we need to win it because we've just got to go into every game now and win? But are they going to be thinking ahead to Tuesday? That's my worry. A bit unpredictable, aren't we?
Yeah, it is. And that Tuesday for me shouldn't be what anyone's concentrating on, because you concentrate on that Tuesday and you will ruin your chance to ever have that Tuesday, you know, next season, because you will not be in the Champions League next season if you do not win these games.
Of course, you're right. We know two players who will probably start on Tuesday, Young and Sharky. They're both suspended this weekend, you know. But it's down for the others to lay a mark, put me in that team on Tuesday night in the new camp, put me against Busquets and Messi and Suarez and Coutinho and all them. You know, so it's, I know what you're saying about, but Saturday's more important to me than Tuesday. Tuesday will look after itself.
It is, but it's just natural, isn't it? They're naturally going to be thinking of that game. Of course it's natural,
but if they think about that game and they don't play well, then hopefully they won't be on that plane. No. You know, but it's a massive game Saturday evening, and get behind the boys and hopefully we'll get 3 points.
Indeed. So when you go to Old Trafford now, I remember when Ollie took over and there was a sense of like, this is the Old Trafford we obviously adored and we loved. Is it still, for anyone who, you know, we obviously people watching from around the world, is it the same sort of level of, yes, Ollie's at the wheel here, and is the atmosphere and the vibe still, you know, buzzing?
Of course it is, but I think when we lost to Wolves, it drops a bit, doesn't it? But I think we're all quite happy Ollie's at the wheel. He's playing attacking football. We're looking forward to going again and thinking, no, we're going to have a good game and get behind them, and the atmosphere is a lot better. Yeah. I think so, definitely.
When you look at the squad then, let's move more towards the game and look at the actual players. McTominay has done enough to defo start for you,
Sue? I think so, yeah. I mean, I know that guy was saying before about, oh, he was just doing what he's supposed to do and he looked good because the rest were rubbish, but I think he deserves a start. And Dallow,
yeah,
because I think he played well as well.
Fred? Definitely.
Maybe not substitute, maybe.
Maybe, yeah, 50-50.
The jury's out on Fred with me. I still
is it really? What is stopping you? Is it a couple more good games?
I think he does need more game time, so I suppose really I'm contradicting myself, aren't I? But yeah, he needs more game time. I think he needs a bit more experience. But I can't take to him, I'm afraid. It's these Brazilian players sometimes, and they come over and don't do as well as what we expect.
Yeah, but what do you think about Fred? Would you start him, play him, McTominay?
Yeah, I'd play him on Saturday. Like you're saying, I think he just needs a run of games now. You know, obviously, he's probably one of the players we've got at the club who comes looking for the ball. He wants to start things off. I know he got caught with the equaliser against Wolves. It was a bad mistake, but I don't think he should have been given the ball. But it's all about opinions. I just think with a run of games, we'll get the best out of him, you know, because Fred was an unknown quantity, but City seemed to be looking at him for a good year. 18 months, you know what I mean? Guardiola was looking at him, wanting him to bring him into the team to place the kid they've got there, Fernandinho, and it never happened. We got him. I think he'll come good, but we've got to get the right players, the right balance around the squad. You know, at the moment, we don't look a balanced team. You know, there's players playing out of position, players who shouldn't be playing. And like you say, I'm going to go and say it again, it's a massive summer for the club, you know. Yep. There's people we need to get out of, and there's people we need to get in.
Indeed. Let's go to the comment section here. This is every day is the same. Anybody to replace Young. Score will be 3-1. Nigel says a 5-0 hammering. Sorry for the pun. It's all right, Nigel. We'll take that. We'll accept that. People just saying Young is the problem. That is Yeti. Young is the problem. Mason Dunn saying, where is Sanchez these days?
Lang dug no beard. He was on one of the other days.
Yeah, that is so funny. That Lang dug no beard. That is amazing. Would you what's going to happen to him in the summer? There's so many question marks, isn't there, about what is going to happen.
Massive summer, Joe. Absolutely massive summer for Manchester United Football Club. They back the manager. They've got to get the right people out who are on big wages. It's going to be, I tell you what, I won't mind being a fly on the wall.
Yeah, I bet.
He's going to be out in the summer.
Sanchez, you think Sanchez is gone?
It's whoever. I don't know, sir. I think whoever's daft enough to pay. The only way he'll go, if he ends up going to China. You know, and we've spoken
about... Yeah, or big money or...
Big money, because nobody's going to take him on those wages over there because he couldn't afford it. We only got him to stop City again. Unfortunately, it's not worked out, but like I've said on here, it was never a player I feared at Arsenal. I hope it would have come good, but it hasn't, so we wipe our hands and let's see what happens. You know, 4 goals, that's it, and it's a bit disappointing.
Sue, thank you very much for coming on. We're finished, honestly. We're going to go for some final words, if that's all right. And then, Sue, a prediction, please.
I'm going 2-1 United.
2-1 United. Yeah. Webby, prediction, and then your final words, please. Yeah.
Old Faithful, 3-1.
And have you got any final words?
Yeah, final words, Dan. Obviously, it's not no player, whichever club he plays for, goes out and tends to have a bad game. You know, it was disappointing with certain players who we've spoke about tonight, but once you wear that red shirt across the line, let's back him. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, don't frustrate and have a go at him. You know, they don't mean to do it. Good night.
Cheers, Webby. This is for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.